Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
All right, Art of Construction. I'm honored to be here and we're going to have such an awesome conversation today. We're going to talk about where the future of construction technology is going. And the word I want you to think about and understand if you're not with it, where I was, I had to really take an education on computational design. That's what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to work in it. I'm going to challenge Bill Allen, who we're honored to have here. This guy is a superstar in the industry, and he's going to talk through. We've had some great meetings with him leading up to this and some great conversations that we're going to shed some light of. I've seen several presentations, and he's going to shed some light. So let's get to know a little bit about Bill Allen. So Bill Allen is the CEO, the president of Evolve Lab, Disrupt Pete, and OnPoint Scans. These firms synergistically help architects, engineers, and contractors optimize the built environment. He has over 14 years of experience managing technology for buildings in the AEC industry for cutting-edge firms. Bill has experience lecturing on staff as a college instructor for the University of Nebraska-Omaha and regularly speaks on such conferences as Autodesk University, the Central States BIM Workshop, as well as a keynote speaker for firms implementing change. Bill has served on the BIM Board of Omaha, Central States Revit Workshop Board, and the board of the Rocky Mountain Building Information Society. And most importantly, he's a go-giver that has an awesome platform, and there's so much awesome collaboration on this conversation and some call to actions to move forward. So I'm so excited to go in and let's have a fireside chat and get to know Bill Allen. Lock and load, let's have some fun. What's your favorite beverage?
Favorite beverage is the Bootstrap IPA in Niwot, Colorado. Definitely the best IPA in the state of Colorado.
I love it. I love it when I get somebody here from Colorado. We have so many awesome craft beers, and typically one of those pops out. So a local guy out of Boulder here. Tell us a favorite place you've traveled.
Favorite place I've traveled. Recently, we went to California with the family. It was a work/family trip. So it was in Palm Springs in San Diego. We went out there, checked out the San Diego Zoo, Legoland, and then we headed over to Palm Springs for SketchUp Base Camp, hung out by the pool with the family, but also was speaking there at the conference. So we got to enjoy Palm Springs this last year as well. So that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. I love it when I hear a story where someone's truly passionate about the family, but their business, and it's all coming together. And we're going to have an awesome conversation today with Bill Allen, the CEO and president founder of Evolve Lab. Tell us, but first, before we get into that, I love to get what makes you tick outside of the construction arena. We like to call the art of construction. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside of that?
Favorite hobby or interest is probably, I hate to say it, but skateboarding. I get to relive a lot of that with my kiddos. We head to the skate park, get to enjoy that. I did that a fair amount in high school and college. And so trying to make sure that they're not busting their head open or breaking an arm, but it's a lot of fun. Get to enjoy that with the kiddos. It's a good time.
Awesome. Well, we got to know a little bit about Bill, and what we're going to talk about today is trends in the construction technology, prefabrication, and automation. It's here, folks. And if you don't make a shift in your thinking, you may be out of a job. And Tribe, I don't want you out of a job. I want us to be the leaders rocking this thing. But on a positive note, if you're a disruptor, man, is there opportunity. And I'm so honored to have Bill in the studio AOC, because I have been a student of his platform, and there's so many cool things we're going to talk about here today. So let's dive in, and first off, kind of give us the story of how you came as up in the industry and how the evolution of Evolve Lab started and how we got here today.
Definitely. So my background actually was in computer-aided drafting. I started working at HDR in Omaha, Nebraska, worked there on the technology and architecture side, also working with general contractors. Since then, started to kind of speak at the University of Nebraska, and then started speaking at conferences, kind of grew that platform a little bit, became a BIM manager at Oz Architecture, BIM manager at Montefiore Architects, and then founded Evolve Lab 3.5 years ago. Literally got a tax return, bought a laptop and a seat of Revit, started consulting out of my basement in my home office, and then just kind of grew up from there to where we have a team of 8, helping architects, engineers, contractors, owners, manufacturers, basically leverage technology, just have continued to move forward from that point on.
Awesome. So what we're going to really get into today when we're talking about trends and thinking, I've had the pleasure, I want to kind of use a case study. We had an awesome meeting last week with some awesome people. Give shout out to Matt McMullen with Able Design Group, who put us all together and had the founder, Jeff Able, in there. And I want to talk through, you know, the AOC Lab implementer, Sim, and some cool conversations from that. But one of the big things that before that, we had a meeting with a mastermind, and you put together several presentations for us that I want to put a few of those highlights out here today. And my job is to challenge you, is to bring this down as, man, I got to be simple here, is that your world of so many different terms and cool tools out there. But you've educated me on the data drop chasm, and it really resonated me. Can you explain that to the AOC audience for us?
Definitely. Yeah, so to borrow from a saying that my buddy Eric Johnson over at FCI Constructor says all the time, shout out to Eric, he says, if you enter in data more than once, you're doing it wrong. And so if you just kind of think about your day-to-day grind, wherever you're at, you're typically, you know, interacting with data at some capacity. And so trying to think about, you know, whether you're going from SketchUp to Revit, or you're going from a Navisworks model to an IFC file, there's all this data in geometry that we're interacting with. And it just kind of came from my experience in the industry of just, once we started going to building information modeling and building information management, we have all this data, but we're not really doing much with it, or we're recreating the data in multiple platforms. And that's where the data drop chasm exists. And it basically compounds itself over the life cycle of a project, where you're just like spending more time at work, spending more time doing things that aren't fun, and just entering in data in multiple fashions. And so that's where that data drop chasm exists. What we want to try to do is get over that data drop chasm.
Awesome. So it's the big thing for me is when I started my BHAG, my big, hairy, audacious goal of the art of construction was take the construction arena and crusty contractor. And I've worked tenaciously to build this platform of connecting the dots. And I think that's a big conversation that we can bring in today of breaking down those silos, is that there's this amazing AOC community and this amazing get or done construction community, the art side and the construction side. And we're in this unique paradigm shift. I'll put it in the show notes, but one thing that really resonated with me, shout out to Matt McMullen again, shared Seth Godin's blog with me, and it talks about the fourth cycle. And the fourth cycle, which is arriving now, call it artificial intelligence if you want, but to be specific, it's a combination of analyzing information and then predicting what we would do if we knew what the computer knew. And I want to talk through that with you, but first I want to go into and have you on your website on the homepage, it says computational design and BIM. Can you kind of, in its simplest form, help us understand that?
Definitely. So computational design really at its core is the idea of having the computer augment us. So with a computer, it's no different than a calculator. If you think like, and I'm bad at math, right? So I use a calculator all the time. But a calculator fundamentally is better at division than I am. And so I use the calculator all the time to help me do my job more efficiently. And so it's no different with the computer and computational design. Take that to a whole nother level of trying to understand, you know, glazing percentages, or trying to understand what the quantities of a building, trying to leverage computation for data-driven design is really where the core exists. And so it's helping inform the design based on data. And it just, simply put, can do a better job than I can. Now, I'm still the architect. I'm still the master builder, if you will, of that design. I'm setting up the parameters. I'm setting up the scripts. I'm setting up the rules. But then I'm leveraging the computer to help me drive the design and inform the design or the construction so that way it's optimal. And so that's really what computational design is. It's leveraging the computer for data-driven functions.
Awesome. So in my simple mind, it's basically kind of breaking down those silos and have the information actually pass through there of the old saying of garbage in is garbage out. If we can really get smart about that data that you're putting into the tools and have the tools collaborate and work together, what's going to come out is going to free you up to really go back to the art of design. Is that kind of where we're going with this?
100%. So to that point, Evan, when you're talking about garbage in, garbage out, the input, what I like to talk about is input and output. So when we had that conversation with Matt McMullen last week, we were kind of talking about this process. And we gave the example of a Harley Davidson project that we worked on doing a facade design. And if you think about the traditional process, which, by the way, is extremely broken, the process is a design, an architect designs a facade. They send it to the contractor. It's over bit budget. The architect value engineers a bunch of stuff out, and then they redesign it and resubmit it. If we're able to actually see that design in real time, so with the Harley Davidson facade, we were able to say, okay, if I have tube fill and I got a price per linear foot, and then I get an aggregate total of that linear foot, I can see in real time when I'm designing parametrically or dynamically, using computational design, my inputs and my outputs, my inputs being what is the length of that tube fill, my output being the aggregate total, in real time, I'm able to see what the quantities are. So I can meet that budget. I can have cost-driven design, if you will, data-driven design for the quantities. So that way I make sure that I'm within budget and that that my project is going to be delivered on time under the budget that I said that it's supposed to be in, rather than going through this back and forth value engineering process.
So if I'm hearing you right, if you begin with the end in mind of what we're always talking about, get really good data, this actually is going to fast track the profit, the time, the money, all the things we talk about. This is where it's all going, folks. And you better be involved in this, because the way construction is going to be done with offsite construction, with all these technology tools. And I want to have you talk about that. So with all of this AI and all of these moving parts, could you give us a couple tools? And you've done an amazing job creating and educating the construction technology on your platform. So can you give a couple of those tools and then what you're doing with Evolve Lab around that?
Definitely. So there's a lot of different tools that we're using for contractors and for the AEC community. One of them, which is Bluebeam. Bluebeam, you're able to do a lot of quantity takeoff, costing. You can do data within a PDF. Kind of think it almost like a PDF, but a smart PDF, where you're able to have data integrated into your building, your building information model. And so it's able to leverage Bluebeam for that piece of it, but it can do so much more than just quantities and data extraction. Huge, huge, powerful tool for contractors. The other one is Navisworks. I know Navisworks has been around for a really long time. General contractors, especially medium to large size general contractors, have been using Navis. If you're a smaller contractor and or a subcontractor, you absolutely should be using Navisworks to be able to do clash detection. You can do clash detection trending. That way, you know, it's a lot cheaper and easier to move something in a virtual world than it is in real life. If I have a piece of ductwork going through steel, it's a lot cheaper to move it in the model than send my foreman out there to rip it out and reinstall it a different direction, have a change order. It's just a much, much more efficient way to do it. Probably the third one would be Dynamo. And I think Dynamo and tools like Grasshopper get a bad rap. They're a visual programming tool, but they kind of get a rap for being more academic, or tools that when you're designing this crazy Frank Gehry twisty tower bridge, that's when you want to leverage. No, like you can actually leverage these tools for automation of sleeve placement or for creating all of your pour diagrams. It's basically a tool that automates a repetitive task, but much, much more than that. So you absolutely should be getting on those tools 100%.
And I love you sharing that. And that's where a disruptor like me to come in and align these different tools, from going to Autodesk University to, you know, I'm going to put the show notes of the keynote of the CEO from LG at CES and going to be present presenting at IBS on podcasting and putting all these efforts of aligning these different resources. And why I bring that up is that we got to break down these silos, and the tools have so many crossover capabilities, but two things we don't have enough of, time and money, and those get broke down. So that's where we add a ton of value of these crossover and connection tools. That's what the AOC lab that we're putting together and partnering with companies like Evolve Lab, that's the goal of where we're going with all this stuff, is to say we're not one box and we're not a reseller. We are an open platform. So can you talk to me a little bit about these technology tools and an open platform, how important that is for you? Talk about a contractor should learn about these technology tools to fast track their business, to move it in the model versus in the field.
Totally. Yeah. So first and foremost, I think the awesome synergy about AOC, Evolve Lab, is that, you know, we're not trying to pitch something so we can sell more seats of revenue. We're not a reseller. And I think that's really important, because what happens is that we would have intentions to try to propose a solution so that we can sell more seats. Well, that's not what we want to do. We want to try to provide a solution because it's the best solution, whether it's Grasshopper, whether it's Bluebeam, whether it's Dynamo, doesn't matter. You know, first and foremost, I think that's a really smart move that AOC has taken 100%, because I think that's in the best interest of the construction community. Secondly, what I would say is tools like Dynamo and Grasshopper are open source. So that gives you the community to leverage these tools, to build your own packages on top of these tools, to really create your own tools. And one of the things about these tools is that, you know, they're not a wall tool. They're not a quantities tool, but it's whatever you want it to be. So the running joke is that once Revit fixes, you know, the way it prints, or once it updates that railing tool, or once the new version of Navisworks comes out, then we'll have this ability. No, you don't have to do that anymore. With a lot of these tools, they're tool building tools. So you can create your own clash detection tool. You can create your own pore diagram tool. That's the nice thing about a lot of these tools, is that because they're open source, you can create these tools very, very intuitively. You don't have to be a programmer. You don't need to know C#. You can leverage the packages that already exist, or create your own package, which is basically just an add-in to these tools. And so that's the nice thing about a lot of these programs being open source, is that you, the community, as well as AOC and Evolve Lab, we all get to contribute to these tools with them being open source. That's a really, really great way to move the industry forward.
Awesome. And you have done a great job of, I've been a student watching your webinars. You do a great job of bringing in one of your experts, and you have just great different experts from different backgrounds in your team. And I kind of want you to talk a little bit about Evolve Lab, of how you're being that open source. And the one I watched the other day, where you talk about mass family designs, where you take SketchUp and Revit and different tools. And if you're not familiar with working with these tools, there's all these amazing tools, but no tool is perfect. So Evolve Lab is working on how to make those come together. Can you talk to me about mass family designs with these specifics like SketchUp and Revit?
Totally. So I have been absolutely obsessed with this topic for about the last 12 years. And the reason I've been so obsessed with it is because these silos do exist between these different programs, like you mentioned. There have been people that have tried to take a stab at creating like an IFC file that kind of talks. It doesn't work. It doesn't work well at all. Basically, a lot of times what we're doing from one program, say SketchUp to Revit, or Formit to Revit, or Rhino to Revit, is that we're just converting a math from SketchUp or Rhino or Formit to a math in Revit, and you're really not any better off than you were before. And so what we've tried to do is create what I call this interoperability, or a broker between the various programs, so you can avoid that model drop chasm. So you're noticing that probably a trend that there's a lot of these chasms that exist throughout the lifecycle of a project, rather than, say, an architect designing something in SketchUp and then having to rebuild the entire model again in Revit. We've developed a tool called Helix that basically converts a SketchUp math model to Revit walls, doors, windows, roofs, and curtain walls. So real Revit geometry, real Revit systems, real Revit assemblies. Similar with Grasshopper to Revit, we're leveraging tools like Hummingbird to create the walls, doors, windows, et cetera, from a Rhino model. And so you can start leveraging a lot of these tools to create real Revit stuff, overcoming that model drop chasm that exist from one platform or one program to the next.
Awesome. So if we step up the big picture, what we're talking about here, when we reference garbage in, garbage out, and the different tools, if you really understand the numbers that you're putting in, there's now these tools that can help us really put that together more on a project basis versus, you know, shoving one tool down your throat and one product and one. It's more of this open, but yet we don't want to say we are the ones that are going to do this. We are the ones collaborating to put this together. We are open and want to be friends and learn about all these different tools together and take our different platforms. At the end of the day, it's about working with the developers and the different projects to help fast track it, to get back into the artist being the artist and the contractors being the contractors and have really good tools for their projects to fast track. That is what we're trying to really deep dive and use those tools. And at this meeting we had with Able Design Group, an awesome designer that Matt McMullen put together, one of the conversations, and I was just sitting back and listening, and it was like, talk about orchestrating a tool to the point where music came up. And we talked at the debriefing, Sim and I talked about classical architecture, where you may be freed up to actually learn and get back to doing classical architecture and the notes and the keys of all coming together to orchestrate music. What's your take and what's your takeaway from that conversation we had together?
Definitely. So one of the criticisms about leveraging a lot of these tools is that contractors and architects believe the tools are kind of taking their job away, or they're taking their design expertise away. And that's simply just not true. So in the example of Able Design Group, we were talking about this kind of undulating ceiling system. Well, we leveraged a computational design tool like Grasshopper to design it. But at no point did the program design it itself. It was us pulling the strings. We set up the parameters, we set up the sine curve, and then we were able to get all of the information out of that undulating system for fabrication. So it was one of the most beautiful pieces of art and architecture and construction I've ever seen and had the opportunity to interact with. But it leveraged computation. The computational tool, in a sense, was an extension of ourselves, just the same way that a pencil is. And so being able to leverage these types of tools 100%, you still get that orchestrative piece of it, that art feeling that you did when we were doing classical architecture. So I think that there's still opportunity to do that. Further, as it relates to music, there's been studies that there's this one gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he basically leveraged machine learning and artificial intelligence to analyze Mozart compositions. And then he built his own compositions from those. He aggregated all of these other compositions to his own using AI. And it had been studied that he actually moved audiences to tears with his algorithm, which I think is crazy to think about. Algorithm moving audiences to tears. And so, I mean, being able to leverage these tools really helps us be a better composer, a better contractor, a better architect. It gives us superpowers, if you will. And so it's not taking away our jobs. We're not losing it. We, in fact, get more opportunities to leverage these tools to really make our job better in the long run.
Well said. And I would challenge to say, but you better learn how the tools work or you're going to be on the outside looking in. It's kind of back to all the different paradigms. You have to be moving along and progressing with technology and tools. You have to know enough to be dangerous. And when I say you have to know enough to be dangerous is that you have to add value. It's going to be in a different way. So I commend people like Matt McMullen, who previously was on the Art of Construction and has been a mentor to us. He's done a lot of these projects, but he's seeing these tools and massaging this of how they come together and orchestrating that network. There are so many positions to be created like that, to work with the specialists and the theories and all that stuff to take computational design and move that forward. And if you're kind of like, I'm a little bit lost here, Tribe, that's okay. I was very lost at the beginning when the first meeting I had with Bill and there was some, you know, all these experts in the room talking about this and that. We're not expecting you to know all of these details. We're putting in these different coin words. But yet I challenge you to go to Evolve's platform. They've done a great job on YouTube. And Bill, you can talk if I'm not saying this right, but your website and YouTube, you have done a bunch of webinars where you're on the screen with one of your experts and you're doing the true show and tell to really get in the world of how these tools work and to see them for then the light bulbs to go off to say, how can I align with these tools? I've talked about in the past when I went to Autodesk University of when you see the software and the hardware coming together, a lot of light bulbs go off with those different tools. So anything else you'd add about your construction technology platform with Evolve Lab? Thanks for putting all that stuff out there.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, part of it, most of it is just us trying to further the community. Like Danny Allen on our team, no relation, by the way, everyone thinks Bill Allen, Danny Allen, are you guys brothers? We're not brothers. But one of the comments that he mentioned that he feels we're doing is we're raising the ceiling while raising the floor. So the idea is not just trying to disrupt and move the ceiling, but we're also trying to bring the community with us, right? And so that's why we publish white papers. That's why we publish Dynamo scripts. We have the membership, which is on our website. And it's our way of basically saying, hey, come alongside us, come with us on this journey. And so we have free Dynamo scripts and free webinars and free video, like free training videos and a forum and a Slack channel. And all of that's really just trying to say, hey, come alongside us because we all have something to teach. We all have something to learn. And that's what we're trying to do. As part of that, too, I wanted to throw out, I don't know if this is the best time to mention it, but we also are putting together a custom white paper specific and exclusive to the AOC community. And so that's going to be available on our website specifically for you guys and for the AOC tribe. If you guys are going to go to evolvebam.com/AOC, we got a special white paper exclusive to fabrication and construction, specifically to the art of construction community. So that's evolvebam.com/AOC.
Awesome, man. Thanks for doing that. And that's the what's so cool for us meeting and coming together and sharing these tools. So I challenge everybody in the Art of Construction, go to the show notes and click on that and check it out. That's step one, right? There's another free tool for you to come along with us. So it's so well said of bringing us all together. And I'm proof of that. I have learned so much from Bill and his team of just kind of stepping into the AEC world that you know, the previous 15 years, we're learning that supply and the whole materials industry. And I tell a lot of people, it's like, you know, being here in Denver when the Broncos won the Super Bowl is because Peyton Manning came in and he knew how to orchestrate a network. He knew how to audible. He knew enough, but he relied on the right tools, but he orchestrated that. And that's what we're trying to do here on these different platforms with Evolve Lab and Art of Construction and so on and so forth, is to have these white papers to say, here is a place for you to go to school in a totally different way than theories and textbooks, because this stuff's moving fast. And we're putting this out there in a fast and rapid way to make change. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yeah, I mean, just talking about the way that we learned, the way I learned, man, over the last 5 years, anytime I want to learn something, Google, YouTube. So there's huge opportunities for the, you know, it's learning how to learn and making sure that people have the resources that they need. Further, I think the value that they have is that, you know, we're doing this with the Mortensons, with the Kiewits, with the FCIs. And so this isn't academic stuff. This is in the trenches, real world stuff, trying to bring you guys alongside and learn from you guys as well. And so we want to try to partner with AOC and try to develop that community so we can all grow together, learn from each other.
Awesome, man. Well, we've dangled the carrot. I'm so excited for the future of collaboration between Art of Construction and Evolve Lab and his sister companies. He has some other cool sister companies like I'll talk about once in a while, my supply channel world. And he has On Point Scans, which is an amazing company with tools of how the different scans and stuff come together. So make sure you check it out at evolvebim.com is his website. And there's a wealth of knowledge. But to send our Art of Construction tribe out thinking and wanting more and learning from this opportunity. So when they go to the website, they go to the show notes, they can get that free white paper and there'll be information on how to get that right on the show notes. We'll put that all together. But if there's one thing for contractors and affiliates to grow their business that you want to leave them of putting in the trenches, all this work and the Art of Construction commends you, Bill, and your team for all this work. What's that one thing you want to leave them with to say, this is what you really should be thinking about to grow your business?
the one thing I would leave the community with to grow your business and to be thinking about is that the industry is changing. The way you do things tomorrow is not going to be the way you guys did them yesterday. Look at the example of the way that we interact with media and Netflix and Blockbuster. I would challenge everyone to really resonate and think about that. I personally would go to Blockbuster and we had a Little Caesar's pizza next door. And that was how we consumed movies and media, you know? Now I watch it on Netflix. And what happened to Blockbuster? It's not here anymore. And so I really challenge the construction community. I know it's a community that is strong and that there's people that is a get or done type of community. I really challenge the community to think about new ways to do things, using computational tools to really make your job more efficient and better. Because if you don't, you don't want to become the Blockbuster. You want to become the Netflix. There's opportunity for you as a general contractor, as a supplier, as a subcontractor. There's tools out there that are going to make your job more efficient. And if you aren't the one to leverage that tool, I guarantee you there's going to be a 24-year-old that comes out of a construction technology school that's going to be leveraging that tool. So I really challenge you guys. It's going to be a game of winners and losers. And really want to see you guys be the winners, the ones that leverage these tools and that are using them to ensure that you guys have a future, but not just a future, one that you can thrive, not just survive. So that would be my challenge to the community, is to make sure that you're staying up on the up and up on a lot of these construction technology tools, 100%.
Awesome, man. Well, thanks so much for coming in, telling us your story and helping us thrive and being a member of the AOC community. Crush it out there, my man.
Appreciate it, Devin. Thanks for having me.
Either you're growing or dying. And as we talked about on the show, the trend of construction technology, prefabrication, and automation, it's here, guys and gals. If you don't make a shift in thinking, you will be out of a job. But on a positive note, you're here. You're with the Art of Construction. And as a disruptor, man, we have so much opportunity. I'm learning about so many new careers and jobs and so much that's out there, and learning about amazing minds like Bill Allen. So my call to action, go to the show notes, get that free white paper and get involved. Reach out and utilize. His Evolve Lab team is awesome. I have firsthand experience and so many cool things we're working on together. So stay tuned, subscribe on the Art of Construction, and go to the show notes and grab that white paper that he's so graciously giving to us in the community. Bill, we're so proud of you, what you're doing, and we're big fans here on the Art of Construction. Thanks for being members of the tribe.